One day in early December, a little boy named Johnny came into the kitchen and told his mother that he wanted a bicycle for Christmas. Now, Johnny had been a bit of a troublemaker all year, so his mother asked him if he thought he really deserved a bicycle for Christmas. He said, "Yes, Mom, I do think I deserve a bike." So his mother told him to go upstairs to his room and think about it, and then write a little letter to God about how he deserved a bicycle for Christmas. Well, Johnny stomped upstairs and started to write his letter to God. Letter number one. "Dear God, I have been a very good boy, and I would like Santa to bring me a bicycle for Christmas. Make it a red one. Your friend, Johnny." Then Johnny realized that he had not been a very good boy, so he tore up the letter and started over. Letter number two. "Dear God, I have been a pretty good boy, and I would like Santa to bring me a red bike for Christmas. Thank you, Johnny." Johnny thought about it some more and realized that this wasn't true either, so he tore up the letter and started over again. Letter number three. "Dear God, I know I haven't been a good boy at all, but I promise to try real hard to do better. If you would just get Santa to bring me a red bike. Thank you, Johnny." Now, Johnny knew that none of this was true at all, so he tore up the letter again, and very upset, he went downstairs and told his mother that he wanted to go to church. Well, his mother thought that her plan had worked because Johnny looked very sad and said he wanted to go to church, perhaps to repent. The church was only two blocks away from the house, so his mother said, "Okay, but just be home in time for dinner." Johnny went into the church and walked up to the altar. He looked around to see if anyone else was there. Then he picked up a statue of the Virgin Mary, slipped it under his shirt, and ran out of the church. He ran home through the front door and up the stairs. He went into his bedroom and began to write his fourth letter to God. "I've got your mother. If you ever want to see her again, send the bike." Signed, you know who. In today's gospel, we hear about John the Baptist and how he called the people to repentance. To repent meant to do something and not just expect to get by in the kingdom of God by being a descendant of Abraham. He called them and he calls us to turn from our old way of doing things, to turn from using people to loving them and sincerely wanting what is best for others, to turn from the grudges we hold on to and become agents of God's mercy, to turn from the flimsy excuses by which we somehow justify ourselves when we live as if God doesn't exist and fail to reflect his goodness in our relationships. John speaks hard words, asking for tough decisions, not flimsy excuses. The people listening to John knew that. They stayed to ask questions and to hear hard answers. They were looking for a new way of life, a new way of life with meaning. So John went through the region of the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. What should we do to prepare the way of the Lord? Well, we have to look around. We have to see the kingdom of God happening all around us and join in. John gave them manageable tasks in order to become part of the kingdom. He said, "If you have two coats, share with someone who has none." And to tax collectors, he said, "Only collect that which is fair." and to the soldiers. He said, from now on, there will be no extortion in your relationships with people. Instead, do it different. From now on, act ethically and honestly. Make your actions beyond reproach, actions that are fitting for the kingdom of God. There are lots of examples from Scripture of instructions for people living as people of the kingdom. Act justly, love tenderly, walk humbly, love one another, and when you do, love them as I have loved you. Advent is a time for repentance, the repentance that John the Baptist was calling for, and repentance has five components. Conversion is the first one. I call them the five C's of repentance. The first C is conversion. Conversion is making a change. In Greek, it's called metanoia, which means turning around, turning from sin and toward God. This is a time for each of us to take a good long look at our lives and see what needs to be changed in order for us to become more Christ-like, and then resolve to do it. The second C is for contrition. True contrition is being sorry for our sins because they offend God and they damage our relationship with Him and with others. True contrition also means resolving to do better next time. Johnny, in my opening story, certainly didn't have true contrition at all. Those of you who are as old as I am, and I know there's not too many, but you might remember the act of contrition that the good sisters taught us. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all, because they offend you, who are all good and deserving of all my love. And here comes the important part. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasions of sin. The next C is confession. You see, we can't have contrition unless we know what our sins are. And confession means an examination of conscience and naming our sins. The fourth C is conciliation. Conciliation involves making things right. If we've wronged someone, if we've hurt someone, then we say we're sorry and we'll do whatever we can to make things better. And the final C is celebration, because we celebrate the mercy, compassion, and goodness of our God. And so there you have it. Conversion, contrition, confession, conciliation, and celebration. Advent is the time for these five C's of the repentance that John the Baptist called the people to, and that the gospel in the third Sunday of Advent calls us to. And we are also called, during this Advent season, to deepen our relationship with God and others. This is the very best gift that we can give to Jesus this Christmas season, if we deepen our relationship. In case anyone doesn't know, it's all about relationship. And we can accomplish this, especially during this time, by being diligent in living the four pillars of Christian spirituality. You know what they are. They're prayer, study, community, and service. You see, since it's all about relationship, we can't have a relationship with someone we don't communicate with, and prayer is communication with God. So if we haven't established a regular prayer life, this is the time to do it. The next is study. And we can't have a relationship with someone that we don't know. So by study, as a pillar of Christian spirituality, I mean studying the scriptures, getting to know God, studying good Christian works, including Rediscover Jesus. We handed out these books last week. If you have one, please read it this Advent. It's purple because it's the color of repentance. It's the color of relationship. We can renew our relationship with God through Christ this Advent. The next is community. The community here at St. John Newman is called to uplift, inspire, and challenge us to be what we are called to be. If we're not an active part of this community, then this is the time to start today while it's still Advent. And last but not least is service. Because we can't imitate Christ unless we serve others, especially those in the most need. So this Advent season, it is up to us to find the opportunity to reach out to someone in need. Today we lit the rose-colored candle. It's not pink because, you know, we wouldn't wear pink vestments. But the rose color symbolizes our joy that Christmas is near. So let us use the time left this Advent to prepare for God's greatest gift, the gift that in a few minutes we will hold in our hands, the gift that will bring us true and lasting happiness, the gift of a deeper, more intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let this be our Advent prayer. Lord, take from us all that continues to separate us from you, pride, greed, selfishness, and increase in us all that brings us closer to you, humility, patience, and selfless love. Amen.